Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
When I went on pilgrimage to the Holy Lands, one of the churches that we visited was the Church of the Dormition of Mary. Now, I will be honest with you, that word had never been a part of my vocabulary. I had no clue what it meant. But it's probably easier to describe the story that I heard at that church to explain what that term Dormition means. So, tradition has it, and by the way, when you go to the Holy Lands, you hear that a lot, which means it's not in the Bible, but tradition has it. So, tradition has it that this church was built on the house of one of the apostles where Mary lived. Remember, Jesus gave Mary to John to care for after Jesus died, as Jesus was ready to die on the cross. So the story goes that Mary falls asleep, dies. The apostles gather together, and in the crypt of this church is a mural depicting these events. And so there is a mural depicting Mary's body laying back and on a funeral briar, and the apostles carrying her across the Kidron Valley to a tomb in the Garden of Gethsemane, where she is placed. They roll the stone across the tomb. Well, just so happens, one apostle wasn't there. Guess who? Thomas. So Thomas gets there a few days later, and he says, "Well, I want to see her. I want to pay my respects." So they all traipse across the valley, and as they approach the tomb, a bright light that blinds them occurs. They roll the tombstone back, and they look in the tomb, and Mary's body is not there. The word Dormition then comes from the fact that Mary slept. Asleep, but she did not experience the deterioration of her body. It's a beautiful story. It's not a story that we have to believe in. What we have to believe is what the church teaches, that Mary was assumed body and soul to heaven. Does that mean that she first died? It could. But the thing about it is this. Every time we celebrate Mary, we are celebrating what Jesus did for his mother. After all, Jesus was the one who first died and who first was raised from the dead and who first ascended to the Father. So he was able to welcome his mother into heaven, body and soul. Now, that's a promise made to all of us. Of course, we know that upon our death, God willing, our soul will reach heaven, but our body stays down here below. It is at the end of time where the promise ends up being fulfilled. The bodies of the dead will be raised, joined with their souls in heaven as glorified bodies, and finally, the promise is fulfilled at that point. For Mary, that promise has already been fulfilled. Mary is the model, not just of Christian living, but she is who we look to as our hope. What she has already experienced, one day we hope to experience. We don't know when, and we don't even know when the final end will be. But for Mary, she waits for us in heaven. She intercedes for us. She pleads for us. She wants all of her adopted children to reach where she already is. Eternal life with God the Father, her Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we celebrate today. We celebrate the fact of what Jesus has done for Mary, he has promised to do for us. And we also celebrate the fact that because Mary is in heaven, she is able to intercede for us. She is able to provide perpetual help for us all, only because of what Jesus has done for her. And so as we continue this celebration of the Eucharist, the word that means to give thanks, once again we give thanks to God for the gift of his mother and our mother. We give thanks for the gift of her to us and the fact that she is eagerly awaiting to greet us when our time to join her for all eternity in heaven occurs. That is our hope as Christians, because Jesus and Mary has already walked that path and are waiting for us to follow.